Welcome back to Live Your Personal Best. Today we are joined by Diane talking all about how to jumpstart your life. And I love this conversation because it's for you if you're wanting to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, but you don't know where to start. Or maybe there's some big goal that you're like, this would be so nice to have, but you don't even know how to get started. You don't even know what the first steps are. So you just keep thinking about it and not actually taking any action. That's what we talk about today. We talk about the first things you need to do, 10 different steps, motivation, guidance, whatever you want to call it. But I loved this conversation. I think you will too. So grab a notebook, grab a pen. I know that you're going to learn a lot from today's conversation. What's up and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. Hey guys, today we are joined by Diane, and she's a college instructor, speaker, author of the book Jumpstart Your Life, and just so much more. So I don't want to give it all away and go too much into it. I want you to hear from her herself. I'm so excited that you're joining us today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me, Emily. I was really, really excited about talking to you and your listeners today.
Yeah, thank you. And so I know that, you know, kind of this whole idea that you talk about with jumpstarting your life, you know, it was a blog, now book and webinar, it's all of it. So how did you come to speak on the subject matter? How did that speak to you?
I came to speak on the subject matter. I was a single mom, single divorced mom many years ago with a toddler and a preschooler. And I wanted to change my life, and I'm going to speed this up. So I moved to Chicago from my hometown with no support system because I had this drive inside of me to step out of my comfort zone where I had all my babysitters, my family. I didn't have to worry about anything. Stepping out of that comfort and moving to a place where I had no family or network system. So I was asked to write an article for this women's group many years ago, and that was so present at the time that I wrote about how I stepped out of that comfort and moved to a place where I had no family so that I could live the life that I really wanted to live. And that's really what the book is about. It's how do you step out of what's comfortable? How do you step out of the sameness of what you're used to into something that you really, really want? The book is based on 10 jumpstart rules, and we design meaningful affirmations that support a vision that you have in your head. We bring it to the present, we put it on paper, and we walk through these rules on how you want to create a vision, what your thought processes are. We go through some of those thought processes. And once you get to the end of the book, we create real life action steps, at least in a plan. So when, by the time you leave the workshop, you at least have 2 action steps or a plan to start creating the life you want right away.
That's awesome. Because I love what you said too of, you know, living this life that you've always imagined, right? It's like, you're comfortable where you're at, but if you keep thinking about something else or you keep thinking, okay, but what about this other option? It's getting you closer to there and taking action to get there.
Taking action and moving through the fear. You know, it's scary. So what I say when people said I'm scared, I say, do it anyway. Do it anyway, because on the other side of that is your happiness. It's your joy. And this is if you choose to step out of, you know, because we always think about, oh, I want to do this. But then sometimes when you think about, oh, my God, everything that you'd have to do, I'd have to move away. I'd have to leave my parents, my friends, you know, my comfort support. It's how do you step out of that and into the mystery of a new life? It takes a lot of courage to do that.
Yeah, no, especially your story too. You had to move to that new place with no one you knew, no support. So I would love to start, you know, answering that $1 million question of like, how do you do it? What would you say is like the first steps, the first approach of going about this?
The first approach is really thinking about what do you want? What do you want to change in your life? Acknowledging that. And what is the reality of that? And I say, start small. For example, it took me a whole year to find a job. And that was pre-internet and YouTube and all those other things we use now to find jobs. But it's a process and it's working. It's setting those goals, creating that vision that you have for yourself, taking it out of your head and putting it on paper and writing some small action steps toward what you want. And then just doing like a checklist of everything that you need to do to make that particular thing that you want to happen.
Yeah, no, that's so powerful how you said that too, of getting it out of your head. Because a lot of times if you like ask someone how to approach it and then you were saying, you know, like make sure you really want it. And they're like, well, yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot, right? Like that must mean I really want it. But the second that you go into even like the first steps of planning, trying to write down a plan, trying to write down a goal, trying to just get it out of your head onto something concrete. Like even that is where the shifts start to happen.
The shift starts to happen. And what you really have to do is give yourself permission to let go of what everybody's going to say, everybody that's going to judge you, let go of all the judgments you might have, and just purely, just write down what you want. Just write it down. And the next step is to figure out, okay, how realistic is this? Okay, and if it's realistic, okay, what are the barriers that I have to move out of the way before I can really tackle this? Because that's a big part of this, is letting go of the thoughts and the judgments around what you're trying to do. Because a lot of times that's what keeps us from not doing the things that we want to do.
Yeah, no, that makes it just so much more actionable of saying, is this realistic? Because I'd love to, you know, pull it back into a fitness example too, you know, fitness podcast of like someone saying, okay, like, you know, I'd really like to run a marathon. And in your head, that seems like a long time and a lot of work. But if you write it down on paper and say, okay, I need 4 hours on a Saturday or whatever that time thing is, it goes from being, oh, it's a lot of hours to a very specific amount that you either have time for or you don't.
You have time for and you make time. This is about making time. So if you want to run that marathon, what do I need in order to run that marathon? You don't start out with the marathon. Maybe I need to practice. Maybe I need to start with 5 minutes. Maybe I need 10 minutes. Maybe I need a coach. It's putting a realistic plan together with action steps that will move you up to the marathon.
Hey guys, real quick, I wanted to tell you all about my new morning routine. So we all know that starting off the day on the right foot will set us up for better habits throughout the day. And so I really wanted to pay attention to what's the first thing going into my body every day. And so now that is Athletic Greens. It's a daily all-in-one supplement that's both delicious and effective. So it has 75 vitamins and minerals. You just dump it into a glass of water, stir it up, and it's the first thing I have every morning. And then I have lots of energy for the day, no brain fog. You guys wonder how I work 3 different jobs? Well, this is how. By taking care of my body first thing in the morning, having this insurance on the rest of my day, no matter what I eat, just knowing that I have those vitamins and minerals. Some key benefits are it helps your gut health, supports your immune system, nervous system, great source of antioxidants, and so much more. So if you're interested, go to athleticgreens.com/liveyourpb, athleticgreens.com/liveyourpb. If you sign up for a subscription now, you'll get 5 free travel packs and a whole year supply of vitamin D. So click the link right down below. Try it out today. I know that you're going to love it. Yeah, no, I love that. And so now as you kind of have a little bit more of a plan, you know, if it's realistic or not, did you feel like there's ever a point where it started coming together for you? Or was it kind of every step of the way you were reevaluating, reassessing?
I didn't reevaluate, but there's a lot of challenges. There's pushback. There's things you try that don't work out. I never dreamed it would take me a year to find a job. And all the jobs I applied for, you know, I got rejected by most, but it was those inner things, my determination, never letting go of the vision. Because sometimes when you get pushback and rejection, it's like, oh, maybe that's a sign. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. But it's staying focused on that vision that I had for myself and even for the marathon, keeping that big picture marathon in your head as you navigate the steps that you need to take in order to make that marathon a reality. See, it's so funny you say that because I remember just running a 5K. That was huge for me, and just practicing and practicing for many months just so I could run that 5K. And that was really small. But it's doing the work now so that you're ready for the big marathon or the 5K.
Oh, yes. Let it be known for me, too. A 5K would also be a great goal. I was just thinking way big. So I love this. So you kind of have the vision, you have the plan, or the realisticness of like, okay, I can do this. Where do you go from there?
Where do you go from there? Like I said, you put it on paper. And then there's the work. There's the work of figuring out, what are all the elements, all the things I need to do to make this a reality for myself? And sometimes you may not have all the answers. It's research. It's talking to people. It's talking to people who've done what you want to do before. It's reading. It's researching. It's doing all that work to make your new goal or new action or new life a reality. Because keep in mind, I had two small kids, not just a job, but what am I going to do with the kids? I decided that if I make a certain amount of money, I could hire the kind of babysitter that I would need. So that eliminated all that extra thinking about that.
Yeah, no, it's not just you at that point. But I love that you said, you know, like, then is when you have to do the work. Because a lot of times we try to think of every way possible almost to get out of the work of how do we make this easier? How do we run into less challenges? And the answer sometimes is like, you just have to go through them. You just have to work through them and you have to actually put in the effort to get to that next step.
And that's the reality. I know so we get these messages from society that we want things quick. Everything has to be quick, or, you know, run a marathon in 2 days. You know, I saw that commercial the other day. You really have to get serious about the work. And I always say the good things are not in a straight line. Those things you really want are typically challenging. They're hard to get to. And it's keeping that vision and that focus on what do you really want. And setting you're taking it from a dream and a vision, and you're putting some dates on it, which makes it a plan. And once you add steps to that, then you can see that you're working your way toward it. Now, how long is it going to take? It takes as long as it takes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no need to rush it. There's also, you're not able to rush it so many times. It's like, you can know what you're working towards without like holding on to like a tight like box of being like, okay, it has to happen this way by this time.
Because if you hold on to the timeline and not focus on the work, then you're discouraged very quickly. The first time that something didn't work out or you didn't, the timeline becomes the goal and not the work. And you've lost the vision that you had for yourself. So it's focusing on the actual things, actions that you need to take to realize what you want.
Yeah. So you said that in your book, there was 10 rules to jumpstarting your life. Could we go over some of those?
The first rule is to start where you are. You don't have to be in any special place to realize what you want. You just start wherever you are. And the second one is learn from those who have come before you. And that's the story I shared about being the single divorced mom, moving to a place where I had no family or network and figuring it out for myself. And the third thing is discomfort is your greatest friend. That discomfort you feel in your heart, that inkling inside you when you're not doing something that you feel you should be doing. We've all experienced that to some level. Whether we act on it or not, that's a whole nother subject. And four is embracing change. Like I said, if you're scared, do it anyway. And change is good. Change is not easy. Change is changing your mind about what you want for yourself. And the fifth one is choices. Your daily choices equal success. So the question is, what are you doing every day that's in alignment with what you want for yourself? And the sixth thing is to nourish your soul. How are you treating yourself? Are you celebrating those little successes? Are you celebrating the action step that you accomplished last week? It's those little celebrations. And seven is setting intentions that light the way. In the book, I have you set an intention about what you want. And it has to be realistic. So my intention is to run a marathon in a year. So I have you write down the intention in first person. And it has to be at least 60% real. So it's saying the starting the sentence with I, because that makes it realistic. And the next step is writing an affirmation that supports that intention. I envision myself running a marathon through Italy next year. And it's saying those things over and over. And what that does is it helps you to integrate that marathon or the realness of that marathon inside, from the inside out. And the next thing is we have an action planning worksheet. And that is to write down two actions that you can take tomorrow to support you in that vision of running that marathon through Italy. And the next thing is to maintain momentum. How will you maintain momentum? How will you keep yourself going? What will you do when you fall back into your old habits? What will you do to motivate and inspire yourself? And the last thing is, you got this. You got it. You can do it. Give yourself acknowledgement and gratitude for attaining and creating the life that you truly want.
I love that. I'm like energized, ready to go. But especially that end part that you're mentioning there of the maintaining momentum. I think that a lot of times we think that that will almost like happen automatically. Like, well, get started and then you'll just keep going, right? Because you're like on your way to your goal. And what I realized too, I'm sure you have, but it's when you're like almost so close to your goal that it becomes the hardest.
It's the hardest and you want to quit. You really want to quit. You think about quitting all the time. I know when I've had things in my life that were so challenging, I thought about quitting. And then there's something deeper inside of me that pulls me back to say, I really want this goal, because the harder it gets, the more you'll want to quit. But just knowing that it is challenging, you will fall back. But how do you push yourself and be grateful and give yourself gratitude for what you are doing? What is working?
Yeah, no, I think that's so important because, you know, we mentioned it earlier of the challenges. Okay. And what about the setbacks and all these things? And you can say that you'll embrace them as much as you want, or you can be like, oh yeah, yeah. Like I'll, you know, run into it once I get there. But once you're actually there, it's like, okay, how can you take a step back, but still want to be working towards it? I think that's almost like where that spark happens of like, okay, do you want it or do you really want it?
That's right. How bad do you want it? What are you willing to do for it?
Yes. And then the other thing that I want to talk about you too is the idea of comfort. because you mentioned it a few times, and you know, one of the rules is talking about how like comfort is your friend. Do you have any suggestions for people when they're feeling stuck in being comfortable?
Discomfort is your friend, because that energy or that inkling, whatever you want to call it in your gut, that's how you know that you want to change something. Have you ever experienced that? It's an inkling inside of you that just won't go away. And that is your, I always say, that's your soul telling you that it's time for something. And even if you don't know what it is, but it's just checking in, trying to, what is that? Where is that coming from?
Yeah, no, I guess I never thought about it that way. Cause for me, you know, I'm always thinking about, okay, change is the thing that's discomforting. That's the thing that's unknown. But also, if you have an intuition or you know that something needs to happen and you're not acting on it, that's also discomfort.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I mean, comfort is comfort. I mean, you got everything you want. I mean, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. This book is geared toward people who have that uncomfortable feeling. They want to change, but they just don't know where to start or what to do. I had that discomfort and I had a sadness about me. You know, I wanted a change so bad, you know, but I'm trying to, you know, go away. But it just wouldn't go away.
Yeah, no, I think we probably have all been there. I know that I've been there, like thinking back, I'm like, yeah, no, you know, looking back at it is always when you're like, okay, like that was worth it. But yeah, at the beginning part too, you know, I know what that feels like of like, I want to change, but how? Like, what does that even look like in the like mysteriousness of it, right? If it's like, oh, I don't know.
What does it look like? And like I said, taking it out of your head, putting it on paper, setting an intention around it, creating some actions and goals, and making it realistic or bringing it to reality.
Yeah, no, I love that. That is great to leave us off with. Where can people find out more about you and your book, all of that?
People can find out more about me at www.dianerandallconsults.com. And for anyone that's interested in trying to figure out who they are or what they want and what their values are, I have a free assessment on my website called Do I Know Me? And your listeners are welcome to come to the site, take the assessment, and get some real answers that could really support them in figuring out what's next.
Awesome. And I'll link that all down below. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me @liveyourpersonalbest. Come say hi, come say what's up. I would love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. Thanks, and see you next time.